Hi, this is Jake.
Hi, Jake. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
There is. Funny you say that. We're actually dealing with the fraud thing, and so all of our cards are, it's big ordeal. All of our business, you know, transactions are just down. And I don't know how long they're going to be down. The banks are trying to figure this all out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so you just need a little bit more time. There isn't another card you could use in the meantime, is there?
No. You know, that's just kind of where we're at with it. But is there a way that you can call me before you did any charging? Before you send the next invoice?
Not really, only because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So what happens is the system will try to process it once daily until it goes through, but what I could do, Jacob, just as a recurring, I could send you an email, you know, a couple of days before, like maybe on the 5th, saying, hey, reminder, Local Splash will bill on the 8th. That way you'll get a little bit of a heads up, you know, prior to the processing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll put a note in here that once the payment is good, I'll set that reoccurring up to just go to you each month so you'll get a reminder. And then I'll also put a note that we talk so everything will stay active in the meantime. And then...
Well, so am I paying for last month or this month on the 8th charge?
You're paying for December 8th to January 8th.
Okay. Can we put this month totally on hold, or there's no way to do that?
There's not a way to do that with a past due payment, but once the payment is collected, we could absolutely do what's called a seasonal hold, and you can do that for up to 90 days. So if you wanted to, you could pause, you know, January, February, March, and it would reinstate back in April, or you could just do January and it would reinstate in February, you know, depending on what your business model is and why you're putting it on hold.
Okay. So, but I'm confused on why, if I'm paying for this month, why can't I put this month on hold?
Because in the terms and conditions, it says that you agreed to the automatic renewal each month on the 8th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So let's say that you called us November 30th and you said, can I put December payments on hold? Or, you know, even up to December 5th, can I put it on hold? Sure, we can do that because it's not past due. But now your account's in a past due status, so we can't do that because it's already past due.
That doesn't make much sense. Now, does it? If I'm paying for this month, you think that – how much do I spend with you guys every month?
$249.
So $249, we're going to pay that and not have anything done for us?
So you would still have a month of service once it's collected. It's not like you're going to lose any time just because you're having fraud on your account, you know. And I did just tell you that I'm putting a note on here that you need a little bit more time. That way everything stays active in the meantime. But I do
want to
let you...
what if we don't want anything active this month? I mean, that's what I want to do. I want to do a seasonal hold.
Yes. So we can't do that with a past due balance, but there is one thing that would help you out a little bit, Jake, is your program for $249 includes $100 worth of extra Google ads, you know, the paid ads. You wouldn't need that if your intention is to just go on a hold. So we could take those ads off, and that would lower the past due amount to just $149. Okay. And
yeah, but,
with,
But I mean, you see where I'm coming from, right? Is it really, like, why would I be paying that? Or if I'm trying to get on hold this month, I don't want any ads run this month. Why am I going to have to pay for December 8th through January 8th. I mean, it's the terms and conditions. It can just be voided. I mean, why is this not?
Because we're still doing the local map optimization. We're still doing the website, the hosting, the 46 directories, the mobile optimization, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So all of that is still happening. So it's not like anybody hits a button just because your card is having fraud and deletes everything. But I will tell you, if this account goes onto a hold for a couple months, it will affect your business because, you know, in the time that you've been with us, I don't know that you're aware of this or not, but your company has been found on the first page of Google 4,923 times, and you've had 162 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably gotten a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I mean, not really, not generally, but I'm sure that if I had another company doing this for me, it would be the same results. So it's weird that I'm spending all of this money with you guys, and you aren't helping me out here one bit.
So every company is not the same type as far as performance. I've been doing this for a long time, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of companies that will claim to put you on Google, but sometimes it's two guys in a basement that get together and try to do programming, and they mess everything up, and they hurt your rankings. Or sometimes it's a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines where, you know, if you try to get a hold of them, it's impossible to reach them. So, you know, it's not always the same as far as performance goes. But I can tell you, just because I'm looking at your dashboard, that this program is working very, very well for you. Another thing I can tell you, Jake, is, and this is what sometimes those Mickey Mouse companies won't tell you, is that only one company can manage your Google listing at a time. And I've talked to business owners, because I've been doing this for so long, that are working with two companies or three companies, and they think, oh, now I'm going to get triple the results because I'm working with three companies on my Google listing. But what happens is only the first company is working on the Google listing, so the money that they're spending on the second and the third, they're kind of like throwing it down the toilet, because those companies, they can't do any programming on the Google listing if they don't have access to it, right? And then they can't create a new one because that would be a duplicate listing and it would hurt the rankings, you see? So are you, so you're kind of off season right now, or what's going on with the hold? Are you just hitting a tight spot where, you know, things are a little bit tight right now, or?
No, not at all. I mean, first of all, like I said, we're having a fraud thing right now that's been the past 3 days. Got it over, or I guess 4 days, going on up to on four. We got it last Friday. We got the alert, and we had the whole weekend. And so, I mean, that's where kind of where we're at. No tight spot. It's the end of the mowing season. You know, we lay guys off. We take our time now. You know, I mean, there's no reason for us to be advertising heavily. But,
I see.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't really, that's interesting. I mean, I feel like we've been doing quite a bit of business with you guys, but the problem I'm having with it is, how long have I been working with your company? Can you tell me that?
For a year.
Interesting. So we've been with you guys for a year now. I mean, we want to go on hold. I don't know why we can't go on hold right now. It doesn't make much sense to me, you know? Because, I mean, you already went ahead and waived the $100 fee for extra stuff. I'm not really seeing where we're coming from here. You know what I mean? If I'm paying for this month, why am I having to pay for this month if I don't want this month?
It's kind of like, let's say that I have a gym membership and I signed an agreement to be billed on the 8th of each month, and then I ask them on the 12th to cancel it, right, or to put it on hold. They're going to say you still have to pay your payment for the 8th, or it's going to continue to reoccur. And that's the good news, Jacob, is you're only past due for $249, which I just reduced to the $149 by taking the ads off. But come January 8th, it would be past due for $498. That continues to reoccur. But if you get it settled before January 8th, which I know you'll do, then what will happen is we can do a seasonal hold, we can cancel, we can put extra time on the back end. There's a lot of things that we can do when an account's in a paid status, but when it's in a past due status, I can't do those types of things. You see, and don't worry about the, you know, the fact that you're having fraud and all that, because let's say that this payment doesn't go through till December 20th, for example. I can push the next payment out till January 10th, 20th at that point, which means you get a full month rather than a partial month, right? And then what I also could do is at that point put you on a seasonal hold, so then your billing date now becomes the 20th. So, you know, I can put that extra time on the back end once it's in a different status, if you will. And then, of course, send you a little reminder, you know, maybe a couple of days before each month, you know, when it will bill, so you wouldn't lose any time in it.
Well, I'd like that. And then, see, I mean, that's the problem with right now is just we're in a weird situation where we don't have any access to any of our money. You know what I mean?
And I understand. I mean, that's so frustrating.
It's kind of screwing us around. So, you might have to go ahead and, you know, if you could call me back tomorrow, that'd be great. And, you know, get a next status update, go from there. You know what I mean?
Of course. I'll communicate with you. I'll send you an email right now that says your account, and it talks about the payment failing, but the extension on there, 777, it'll come directly to me. That way, you know, if you have any questions in the meantime, you can call me. And then one thing I noticed just looking at your Google listing and the performance on your account is that you have a 5-star rating, an excellent rating on Google with 14 positive reviews, but you haven't had anything posted since August. So I'd like you to, you know, kind of keep that up because that will also help you during your off season. So I'll send you an email that says learn how to get more reviews. And if you could get an extra 5-star rating here and there, that also helps with not only better performance, but also a stronger conversion.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that then.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we have a good game plan. So I'll reach out to you tomorrow. And then, like I said, if anything changes, you can call me as well, okay?
All righty. Sounds like a plan.
All right. And have a great rest of your week, too.
Thank you. See you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye.